It's for linguistic exchange. So we have been friends and we go at yes, in Czech Republic.
So did you already know the person that you went to see in the Czech Republic?
No, I never seen her, but I correspond with Instagram.
Malo, how long did you go for?
We went there for 2 weeks. Yeah, that was really interesting.
You stayed in Prague most of the time?
It was a little village near Prague. So, yeah, we went to Prague like 3 or 4 times, something like this. Yeah.
Nolwenn, yes. Tell me about Prague. What did you find there?
I see the Czar Bridge and the town, old town, and also the church, and we walk around the city.
Did you spend the evenings in the small village?
In the dormitory.
Oh, you stayed in the school. You didn't stay with the family.
No, just the weekend.
Now we're talking to Emma. You stayed with the family in the Czech Republic?
Yes, yes, during the weekends.
Did you find any differences in the way that the family was
yes.
organized?
The food. So they eat five. They have 5 meals.
5 meals a day?
A day, yes.
Are they different in size?
No.
No?
No, they're normal.
Tell me about the 5 meals. I mean, you spent all your time at the table.
Yes, but it was great.
And did they offer you different things to eat than in France?
Yes, the meat. They have kind of bread. It's very good. Very good taste. And yes, it's okay. It's
meat?
Yes.
And bread?
Yes.
You all stayed with the different families that you knew already.
Actually, I haven't made the same trip as the others. I went to Czech Republic last year for 2 months.
Ah, you were doing something different then, were you?
Yeah.
Marianne.
Yeah, I asked Campostel to leave for 2 or 3 months, and they proposed me to go to Czech Republic in the same school as the other. And so I went there in January and February 2015, and I stayed there in the dormitory as well, and I spent a few weekends at different students' houses. It was really nice.
Did you find the Czech people welcoming, friendly?
Yeah, they were really friendly, but the only thing was that they were speaking Czech between each other, so I couldn't understand it.
I imagine that you communicate with them in English?
Yeah, of course, in English, because it's an international school, so their lessons are in English.
So that's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is.
So it's not a holiday.
No, it isn't. But it was really nice.
I'm interested in the Czech language. Do you have some words of Czech?
Ahoj means hello. Dobrý den also means hello. And that's quite all I remember.
Eglantine, tell me, what did you find that was different in the Czech Republic to things in Brittany?
The school is different because it's bigger and there is a swimming pool.
It wasn't just the meat and the bread. It was the swimming pool. But you had to speak a lot of English. Is that an easy thing to do?
No.
Right, one or two questions from me, first of all. Marianne. Just listening to you, I would say you have a slightly American accent. Why is that?
Because I learned English by watching American TV shows.
Good idea.
So that's why.
Okay, let me just ask someone else as well. Let's ask you, Malo. Mm-hmm. What one building do you remember best of all in Prague?
The Charles Bridge, actually. Yeah, it's like a typical Czech architecture. And also the big church in the old town.
Did any of you actually go to the opera house in Prague?
No.
Do you remember seeing it?
Yes.
Big white
from
building.
From the top of the castle, we had a sight on this building. Yes, that's pretty good. It in my memories, it's like golden or something like this on the top.
Can I ask you, if you were recommending to someone somewhere to visit in Prague, what would you suggest?
The Old Town and Modern Art Museum is really, really good.
And what about the food? Did you like the Czech food?
Yes, it's good.
It's good. Was it as good as the food in Brittany? Different?
Yes, it's different, but it's good. Yeah.
Okay. How would you describe the Czech people?
The Czech in the school were very kind and polite with us, but the Czech people in generally are not very kind with us. They don't like tourists. And
did you enjoy your visit?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And would you like to go again?
Oh, yes, of course.
Thank you.
What do you think, Noreen?
I visited with my family during the weekend and a friend the south of the Republic Czech near Austria. And we visited a castle and a village and walked into the church, and it's beautiful.
And did you also have five meals a day in your family?
Yes.
Really? And is the weather very different over there?
It's a bit colder than Brittany, and yes, it's very cold.
So perhaps in the wintertime there might be skiing and stuff like that?
I was standing in my friend's house in Czech Republic, so he lives in Chomutov. It's a small village next to just the Germany frontier. Yes, there is snowing actually at this time of the year. Yeah, so he is probably skiing right now. I'm quite jealous.
To finish, we ought to have someone to say something in Czech. How do you say goodbye?
Naschledano.
Wow.
Means goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you is děkuji.
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 Well, děkuji, everyone. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.